love and harmony family. Welcome back to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I am your host, B Harmony, and as always, your support means the absolute world to me. For those of you guys who are subscribers who have been tuning in this entire time from season one all the way up until season two, you guys know that I took a little break back in August, and I honestly want to talk to you guys and just be very vulnerable with you and just express myself and how I was feeling and how I got to the conclusion that I'm at now and why I'm just so excited to just full-fledged go back into harmony politics and just get right back into bringing you guys the politics, bridging that informational gap between politics and our community and what we can do or try to do, or at least have some type of better understanding, so that way we know how to move forward the correct way. When I was thinking, what is the correct way? The correct way is being honest with not only you guys as my listeners, which you guys know I appreciate it, but just being honest in what I'm doing with myself, sticking to my truth and making sure that nobody else is deciding my truth for me. It sounds like something that's easy and practical to do, but it's actually not. For me personally, I had to go on a journey and really discover what is it that you want, what is it that you need in life, and how are you going to get it. I had to remove people from my life while I was gone, and that's okay. I know it's gonna suck, I know it's gonna hurt, but sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to stop watching things that hurt you. Sometimes you have to stop dealing with people that hurt you. Whether it's a person, a news outlet, whatever it is, listen, you have to protect your emotional state. And if you don't, you are going to need fresh air like me. I'm not making this podcast to tell you guys, oh, I got fresh air, now I'm coming back bigger and better and badder. No, I'm making this podcast because I don't want you guys to go through the same things that I went through. When I got to the point where I needed fresh air because of what was going in the world, it was because I was unable to articulate my thoughts and my opinions. I was so moved by what was going on in this world. I was angry. I was hurt. I didn't know how to articulate how I felt without losing listeners, without losing views, without losing subscribers. And that's something that I was concerned about. But, you know, while I was out on my journey and really getting my freedom back in my mindset, I had to understand that I'm not doing it for any of that. I'm doing it because I genuinely care about the people. Like I've always said, that is the basis of harmony politics: knowledge, wisdom, and community. What we know, we apply it and we take it back to the community. Those who may not know it or may not even have the mindset to even understand how to ask a question about it. That was always the goal: is knowledge, wisdom, community, peace, love, and harmony. Those are the mantras of harmony politics. And for me to stray so far away from that, you know, I just feel like I got divided from you all. I was divided on a road, and the road that I was on was leading me to destruction. But I had to realize that, you know, we are all in this together, and there's no way that you guys will let me go down that path. And I thank you guys so much for just writing into me consistently, subscribing, still commenting on YouTube videos from a month ago. I definitely appreciate this. I want you guys to know this is not a podcast to brag, but it's a podcast to share and just be vulnerable with you and let you guys know what I've been going through, because I never want you guys to go through this, what I'm going through. And if my testimony can help, then absolutely, that's exactly what I'm here for. I want you guys to just open up your minds, please, and just let's all not be so blind to what's going on in the world. And although not everyone is blind, but, you know, we make excuses and we think that, oh, we can justify this by explaining this political aspect and explaining this policy and procedure. But sometimes, you know, you just have to let things be what they are. Allow yourself to feel that emotion and allow yourself to get through that emotion, because anything outside of that will be detrimental to you, because it's something that will constantly replay in your mind, just like it was for me. And I know that for a fact, because we are all like-minded. We all want peace, love, and harmony. We all definitely have the knowledge, but not all of us are applying it and taking it back to our community. And there lies the problem. So I found myself asking, how can harmony politics fill this void? Living in a world with COVID-19, how can anybody adjust to this type of world, especially with the crazy things that's going on? Outside of social injustices, we have elections coming up. We have fraud going on. We have, as most people have said, we have the lesser of two evils running for office. Which one are you gonna pick? Like, there's just so many things going on in this world. It's easy to lose sight of what we believe in. It's easy to lose sight of our community. And I want you guys to know that I have not lost sight. I will never lose sight. Although I was gone for a little bit, I promise you guys that I am back and I'm standing firm in what Harmony Politics represents. I have the knowledge. I will always apply the knowledge and I will always bring it back to you guys. Because at the end of the day, you guys are my community. Not just because you're subscribed to Harmony Politics, not just because you watch YouTube videos or podcasts or go and visit my website or Instagram or Facebook. No, it's because we are like-minded. You're listening for a reason because we share the vision. We share the vision of peace, love, and harmony. We understand that we have all the knowledge accessible to us. We know how to utilize it. We know how to go out there and get it. But do we actually apply it? I believe that we do. And if we don't apply it, then, you know, this is a podcast to let you know to tighten up. Those things that you said you were going to be doing, start doing them. Don't procrastinate anymore. Because what I do know is that idle time is not good. Idle time is not good. So stay disciplined. Stay steadfast. Make your bed every morning. Drink your glass of water before you do anything else. Go exercise. Go do whatever it is that you feel is necessary to ensure that you are promoting and helping and serving the purpose of your community. Because at the end of the day, we are all in this world together. No matter what is said, no matter what is done, no matter what party you affiliate with, no matter if you're pro-life, anti-life, no matter if you're pro-Trump
or pro-Joe Biden,
whatever it is, there's negative and there's positive. Whatever side you are on, just understand that you are not alone on that side. And for that reason alone, whatever knowledge that you possess, you have to apply it and you have to take it back to your community. And it's only right that I myself take back how I've been feeling, the things that I've been going through, and I share with you guys. It's really scary for me to just be this open and vulnerable for you guys because, you know, I get in my head sometimes. You guys know that. I start stuttering. I get a little tongue-tied. I'm not really sure if you guys are listening anymore, if I should just stop talking or whatever this case is. But you know what? Honestly, like, I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed and I'm so happy to be back and I cannot wait for you guys to just continue to build with me and grow with me, continue to receive the knowledge as I receive it, continue to hear how I'm applying the knowledge and how you can apply it, and just we all can share in this wisdom and take it back to our community. You know, I'm so grateful that you guys are still tuned in. I'm so grateful to be back. I'm so glad that I got my fresh air and I got my freedom like I wanted. I'm so glad. I'm going to leave you guys with this song just for you guys to just vibe out a little bit and just, you know, just clear your mind. Make sure that you guys tune in for next week's episode. We're going to be talking about credit restoration and why your credit is important. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear that next Talk Tuesday. But for now, I'm going to leave you guys with this. Peace, family.
I could have my dreams, at least if nothing else. And mama never raised no fool, can feel things for myself. What used to be unbreakable, I thought this bond would never break. But nothing's permanent in life, all except for change. But now I know, now I know, now I know. But now I know, now I know, now I know. But now I know, now I know, now I know. Now I know, now I know, now I know. Grandma said that I could have my dreams, at least if nothing else. What used to be unbreakable, I thought this bond would never break. But nothing's permanent in life, all except for change.